This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Language is a critical part of any culture, and when a language is lost to time, so is a part of that culture. Tim Thornes is a Boise State linguistics professor who has spent his career learning about and documenting Indigenous languages. His most recent project has been on the Northern Paiute language of Idaho, compiling language rules and phrases to prevent the language from becoming extinct. Tim is joining Idaho Matters Live today to talk more about this project. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
So I do want to hear about this most recent project, but first I'm really curious to know about how did you get interested in Indigenous languages and linguistics?
Oh boy, that's a long story potentially, but I'll try to keep it short. I first became interested in linguistics as a Peace Corps volunteer in Gabon, which is a country in Central Africa. And I'd heard about languages being documented, guys going out and studying languages that few people had ever even heard of. And then when I started graduate school at the University of Oregon, I had the opportunity to go and work with a speaker of Northern Paiute down who is a member of the Klamath tribes in South Central Oregon. And it was looked to be a great summer project for me at the time to just go and spend a summer creating a phrase book for the language, very, very actively spoken, to say the least. And so that was what got me started. And then I just got hooked on studying Northern Paiute and other languages of the region.
So what's lost when a language disappears, especially within a, let's say within a generation, if a language goes extinct?
Yeah, that's another big question. And there are lots of things that are lost. One is I think probably primarily a form of identity or an element of a community's identity as an Indigenous group. I would say another thing that's lost is a whole knowledge system that may be completely unique or unusual or carry with it certain features that speakers of standard average European languages may not expect.
So you just published a volume of oral histories in the Northern Paiute language. And I would think that if you've ever tried to learn a new language, there's, I think every language has little quirks or interesting rules, right? So is there anything particularly interesting that you found with the Northern Paiute language that you were just like, huh?
Oh yeah. Something that you can really nerd out on.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, they're one of the first things I learned about the language that really got me interested in exploring more is it's kind of unusual in that in a global context, but in a Pacific Northwest specific context, maybe not so unusual. But there basically are for a number of verbs, so action verbs like cut or break or open. There's not just a single word that means cut or break or open. Basically, what the language requires is for you to add another element in the form of a prefix that tells you how or by what means or by what, using what instrument you use to carry out the action.
So it's almost like citing a source, right? I mean, kind of like...
Right. You have to include something of the instrument. By which the action is carried out in order to make a meaningful word.
That's really interesting. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Boise State linguistics professor Tim Thornes about documenting Indigenous languages. So I'm imagining you're not the only person who's working on this. I mean, in reality, probably a lot of Indigenous people in the region are working to preserve this language. So what does that work look like, and how often do you work together?
Oh yeah, that's great. There is a lot of effort going on, very active very active language revitalization programs throughout the region and throughout the country, and actually all around the world. Indigenous languages are endangered. That is to say that they are no longer occupying the places that a language naturally would occupy within the context of a community. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I do, and I should say that it's really the effort of the community that helps to preserve or revitalize the language. I sort of see myself as a technical assistant, somebody who can help with developing or learning how to use certain software or provide a means for writing an unwritten language. So most of mm-hmm. these indigenous languages don't have a long written tradition. And so a linguist can help develop that if the community so chooses, because very often, you know, you have a context or a situation where people want to teach the language, but there aren't that many speakers. And so you want to do something basic like share your lesson plan with someone else. And so you need a written system in order to do that. So that's basically my role. I see my role as a kind of technical assistant, and the core of the effort is really rests with the community.
What was it like to get because you published, mm-hmm. An oral history. So
right.
what was that like? I mean, to not just see the language, right? As you said, I mean, writing it down, but hearing there. It spoken.
I missed a little, there was a little blip in the sound there. I missed a little part of your question.
This is what happens when we do everything from home these days. What yes. was it? This is why oral history is so important.
Yes,
what was
it
like? It is, right? What was it like, though, to really get that oral history and to hear the language?
Oh, well, it's a beautiful language. And but I think that's true of every language that anybody spends any time working on. I think probably the most challenging part was moving from initially from just asking questions like how do you say this or how do you say that, and getting a direct translation back to working with narratives or running speech where you need to go back and forth and listen to pieces of it over and over again to try to figure out what was said and how it was said, to then moving into casual conversation is an area that is more and more in demand by communities trying to revitalize their language than ever, because that's where the language really lives, is in small talk. Most of language is not about conveying information from one brain to another. It's really about making that other brain like you in some cases. And so, you could say that conversation is probably one of the most complex aspects of a language to document, because there's so much overlap and turn-taking and abbreviated, shared context that you can't capture in a recording.
So before I let you go, mm-hmm. I do want your take on the Basque language, because it's an indigenous language as mm-hmm. well, but people may not know that this is called you call it an isolate language, correct?
Right. Yes.
So what does that mean exactly?
Yeah, what it means for a language to be a language isolate is that they have basically no known relatives, okay? And mm-hmm. I guess I should back up a little bit to tell you what a language relative is. So the assumption is that languages that are related to each other basically descended from a common source language at some point in its deep history. And so so basically you have like Latin, say, with the spread of the Roman Empire, varieties of Latin, dialects of Latin, if you will, peppering, mm-hmm. going all over Europe and becoming the Romance languages after
right.
a certain period of time where the languages have a chance to change and develop on their own. And Basque is basically an isolate in that there aren't any other related languages to compare it to that we know about or that we can demonstrate.
I just think it's fascinating, and because something that I had learned recently.
Right.
I want to thank you so much for taking some time today. We have been talking with Tim Thornes. He's a Boise State linguistics professor working to preserve the Northern Paiute language of Idaho. Tim, good to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Up next, an economic forecast as we head into the third quarter of 2020, if you can believe it. You're listening to Idaho Matters.